Welcome to the NewsRamp Events podcast for Wednesday evening, April 29th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Invitation to the earnings call of Zelle Network SE, publication of the quarterly statement Q1/201/202, ZEAL Network SE's CEO, Dr. Stefan Tweraser, and CFO, Andrea Behrendt, are inviting investors, analysts, and journalists to the earnings call for the quarterly statement Q1/2026 on May 6th. 2026 at 10 a.m. CEST. To attend the webcast, register before the conference at the provided link. The presentation and quarterly statement will be available for download on the company's website. ZEAL Network SE is a leading German provider of online lotteries, offering a variety of games and services.
Mission I Raw News Breaks. Grid AI Technologies Corp. to present at Market Movers Investor Summit on May 5, 2026. Grid AI Technologies Corp. will present at the Market Movers Investor Summit on May 5, 2026 at 4 p.m. ETE in New York City. Jerome Cliche, Corporate Advisor and Managing Partner at Encore Network LLC, will represent the company at this event, featuring investor meetings, company presentations, and fireside chats with business leaders. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Hong Kong International Licensing Show and Asian Licensing Conference concludes successfully. The Hong Kong International Licensing Show and Asian Licensing Conference concluded successfully today, featuring over 330 exhibitors and showcasing more than 600 brands. The events explored key industry topics like global licensing trends, intellectual property strategies, and location-based entertainment. With a focus on e-commerce, workshops aim to help SMEs capitalize on online sales. The events served as platforms for global business opportunities, promoting regional IP trade development.
The fifth International Healthcare Week set for next month to highlight Hong Kong's position as medical technology and investment hub. The fifth International Healthcare Week, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, will take place from 11 to 31 May. The event will feature the 6th Asia Summit on Global Health and the 17th Hong Kong International Medical and Healthcare Fair, showcasing the entire medical and healthcare industry chain, with a focus on technology, R&D, investment matching, and more. The events aim to solidify Hong Kong's position as a leading biotech and investment hub.
Billion-dollar breaks D-Wave Quantum Inc. to report first quarter fiscal year 2026 financial results on May 12, 2026. The company will release its financial results before market open and host a conference call at 8 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate. For more information, visit D-Wave's Investor Relations website. IUT Group reports unaudited 3M 2026 results on 12 May 2026. Invitation to earnings webcast call on the same day. IUT Group will host an earnings webcast call on May 12, 2026 at 15 CEST to discuss its unaudited 3M 2026 results. CEO Tarmo Sild and CFO Crystal Kurvitz will present in English. Register for the webcast call on the company's website. IUT Group, a digital banking group in Southeast Europe, offers financial services through its MyUT app and local operations.
Information on the convocation of the Virtual Annual General Meeting 2026 of Traton Southeast. Traton C has announced the convocation of its Virtual Annual General Meeting 2026, scheduled for June 16, 2026, at 10 a.m. CEST. Shareholders are invited to attend the meeting online via the company's shareholder portal. The agenda includes presentations of financial statements, appointment of board members, and amendments to the Articles of Association. Further details can be found on Tradon's website.
Tickets now on sale for the 58th Bellringer Awards Ceremony. Tickets are now on sale for the 58th Annual Bellringer Awards, hosted by the PR Club of New England. The event, celebrating excellence in public relations and communications, will take place on June 4, 2026, at the Museum of Science in Boston. Finalists for the awards include 360 PR, Duffy and Shanley, John Guilfoyle Public Relations, Red Lori Yellow Lori, and Rink Advertising. Proceeds from the event's 50-50 raffle will support local journalism through GBH.
Travis Ludlow launches Peak by Peak Mountaineering Platform. Travis Ludlow has launched GlobalSummitGuide.com, a comprehensive mountaineering platform for climbers of all levels. The platform covers mountains across the Himalaya, Patagonia, the Andes, the Alps, and more, providing essential information on route overviews, permits, logistics, altitude management, and gear. Each peak profile follows a structured approach, aiming to streamline expedition planning and improve risk management. Learn more at Global Summit Guide.
Advancing Early Detection, Oamon Healthcare supports May Measurement Month 2026, donating 3,000 blood pressure monitors globally to aid in screening for hypertension and atrial fibrillation. The campaign aims to raise awareness about the risks of high blood pressure and the importance of regular monitoring, with over 7 million people screened to date. Oamron's commitment aligns with their Going for Zero vision to eliminate cardiovascular events worldwide.
Media alert! How to win free tickets to the FIFA World Cup 2026 final with Verizon. Verizon is offering its mobile and home customers, as well as small businesses nationwide, the chance to win tickets to the FIFA World Cup 2026 final. The national ticket drop will take place at 3 p.m. EST on April 28, 2026, via Verizon Access. Small business owners can also compete in the Verizon Small Business Super Pitch competition for a chance to win tickets and grant funding. More details can be found at verizonssuperpitch.com.
AI Pioneer says regulatory brakes need to be placed on AI development. AI Pioneer says regulatory brakes need to be placed on AI development. Leading experts and policymakers at the Digital World Conference emphasized the importance of stronger oversight for AI technology to ensure societal benefits. Companies like Global Tech Corporation are in favor of a uniform regulatory approach across jurisdictions, rather than navigating fragmented systems.
Tech Media Breaks, Para Zero Technologies Limited, showcases Defend Air CUAS at major global defense exhibitions. Tech Media Breaks reports that Para Zero Technologies Limited is set to showcase its Defend Air CUAS platform at three major global defense exhibitions. The company will present its drone interception solutions at Modern Day Marine, BSDA, and SOFIC to engage with key stakeholders and demonstrate performance in various aerial threat scenarios. PeraZero aims to expand visibility and enhance security for military and civilian environments.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.